I will now pass the mic to Tim to introduce the fourth set of news.
We have some bad news and some good news from around the city this week. There was a huge fire in Sprowston on March the 26th, and separately, funding has been cut for an important local charity. However, on the plus side, Philippe Clement intends to stay on as Norwich City head coach as the team's championship performance has dramatically improved. The Bear Street Garden may soon reopen, and a £5 million grant has been approved to fund a huge glasshouse at the Norwich Research Park. Jane will start with the Sprowston fire.
Dozens of firefighters battled to save an industrial estate from being engulfed in flames. Eight fire crews worked for hours using water cannons, aerial ladders and drones to douse the blaze at a retail unit in Salhouse Road, Sprowston. Onlookers heard bangs and crashing as the fire took hold, and witnesses reported seeing black plumes of smoke billowing from the site. It is believed the blaze broke out in Scandia, a building and carpentry firm that provides bespoke joinery, which had been operating since 1981. The business estate houses a number of companies, including car repair shops. Stephen Kett, owner of Thought Body Repairs, which neighbours Scandia, watched anxiously as the flames neared his business. He said, "We managed to get all our customers' cars out, and we were able to help get some of the gas bottles out before we were told to leave."
A support service for Norfolk victims of sexual violence could be forced into making cuts after seeing its funding slashed. The Sue Lambert Trust, the leading specialist therapeutic service provider for survivors of rape, sexual violence and sexual abuse in the county, said it'll have to reduce the number of people it can accept for new referrals on April the 1st. The charity said a decision by Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, Sarah Taylor, to reduce funding from £420,000 to £144,000 over a two-year period puts its support services on the brink. Chief Executive Clive Evans said the slash in funding risked letting down victim survivors and poses serious public safety risks. He said, "This decision sends out a message that support for victims of survivors does not matter. I'm speaking out to be clear. Victim survivors of rape, sexual assault and abuse must be heard and have the right to be supported. This huge proposed reduction in PCC funding will, if it goes ahead, severely impact Sue Lambert Trust's ability to plan for the long term and our capacity to support victims now and in the future."
Philippe Clement's impressive impact at Norwich City has left some supporters fearing bigger clubs could come calling. But the Canaries head coach insists he is happy at Carrow Road. The Belgian head coach has dramatically improved their championship fortunes, transforming them from a side that was 23rd in the division to one that currently sits inside the top 10. Since the start of 2026, City has been one of the championship's form sides, taking more points, scoring the second highest number of goals and boasting the division's best defensive record. Clement's role has been pivotal in their dramatic uplift, with City's squad recording individual and collective improvement under his leadership. That has created plenty of praise for the 52-year-old, who has three Belgian titles and European experience with Monaco and Rangers on his CV prior to his surprise move to Carrow Road in November. That early success at City has inevitably sparked concern that Norwich's head coach could attract interest from elsewhere. But Claremore has moved to calm any fears with a firm reminder of his happiness and loyalty in Norfolk. There's clearly a big vision from everybody inside the club, and I'm really involved in that, Claremore said. Let's say that I'm really happy here. So when I feel good somewhere, I stay a long time.
A public garden that was forced to shut due to antisocial behaviour could be given a new lease of life. Bear Street Garden, a patch of green space that has been locked up for more than a year, could reopen as Norwich Bid has put in a funding application to revamp the site. Norwich City Council evicted people living in the open space, which had become a hotspot for drinking at the junction of Bear Street and Brackendale, in March 2025. Police officers were called in to assist in the operation, which took more than 24 hours, and the site has been closed since. Keith Driver, Norwich City Councillor for Lakenham, said, "This area could be really nice if it's tidied up and used properly. The city walls are in there, and it would be nice for them to be appreciated."
A revolutionary crop science glasshouse, capable of growing 1 million plants a year, will be built at the Norwich Research Park with the help of a 5 million charitable investment. The John Innes Centre and the Sainsbury Laboratory have welcomed the funding from the Garfield Weston Foundation for the creation of Technology Platform 1, a state-of-the-art glasshouse, insectary and horticultural facility. The 4,500 square metre structure will enable scientists to study crop performance under realistic reproducible conditions, providing a nationally accessible research capability. Researchers said it will revolutionise our ability to tackle major global challenges using plant and microbial science. TPI will be the beating heart of our institutes, enabling us to grow over 1 million plants each year, test crops under future climate scenarios. The foundation, which continues to be guided by the Weston family, has awarded charitable grants totalling nearly £1.7 billion since its establishment.